Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. How many times do we have conversations, Faisal, with people about the dream of what their lifestyle is going to look like? And it involves travel, and sometimes it involves living overseas.
Do you know how many times when we sit down with someone to talk about their retirement, they're like, you know, I would love to live outside of my hometown. I would love to live outside my own country.
Yeah.
And then they kind of ask us, where are the best places to live?
Yeah.
Like, they haven't really done that research. And we go, well, there's only one place you go to find out all this kind of information, and that's international living. They do this every year. They give us a list of, and they talk about the top 10, but there's a lot more on the list than the top 10. And you kind of look into it, and you get this big book. And those of you who would like to get a copy of this book, I've got it here. I'll be happy to send a copy to you. You can come to our website. We'll get you connected with international living. And I talked about this on our social media piece as well, about the best places to live. Their Global Retirement Index is out, and let's talk about these places because they're fantastic.
Yeah, and nobody better to help us with this. We got Jeff Opdyke today. He's one of the authors, certainly, with International Living. But Jeff is joining us from Prague today. So no better than to talk to somebody who's actually living the dream, right, about what it's like to live overseas and have an experience. So Jeff, first of all, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate you taking time out of your lifestyle and your awesome lifestyle in Prague.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. No problems.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, we're going to get to the top 10 list and what people should be thinking about from a lifestyle perspective when they want to transition. But I'd like to know just in a minute or less sort of your story. You're not from Prague originally. You've chosen to leave your, you know, the home country and your home base to make this change. Just give us some context as to why you did it and how you ended up in Prague.
17 years at the Wall Street Journal as a financial writer. I left and went to work as a writer for an economics newsletter that I was traveling all over the world, loving life. Lost my job and ended up deciding I wanted to go back to film school, so I went to UCLA, you know, go Bruins. Got a degree in film and writing screenplays. But then I got an offer to live in Europe, you know, live and work in Europe, go anywhere you want to live, anywhere on the continent, and write for us. And I was like, I'm not going to pass that up. You know, that's an opportunity of a lifetime. Somebody wants to pay me to move to Europe, I'll do that in a heartbeat. And so I moved here 2018. So I've been here 3 years. I'm 3 years into my towards getting my permanent residency visa, which I get after 5 years. And it's just a wonderful lifestyle. I mean, I write about this all the time, and I try to convince, you know, everybody I write to that if you have ever dreamed of doing it, do it. Do it while you can, because I wish I had done it earlier. It's just a fabulous, fabulous lifestyle to live outside your country and experience things like a 5-year-old experiencing the world when you see all this new stuff around you.
Jeff, there's not that much difference between LA and Prague, right? Like, so, you know, walk us through a little bit, the small differences, if any.
The small differences, you know, the ocean is very similar, traffic. Now, so Prague is entirely different because, you know, LA is just this huge metropolis. Prague is really small. It's sort of an overgrown town. I can get anywhere I want to go on a tram. My lifestyle is so simple because, you know, when I was living in LA, I had a little Mini Cooper, and I was always, always, always forever stuck in traffic on the 405 or, you know, the 710 or something out of Long Beach. Here, I just walk out of my door literally and hop on the tram. You know, it's literally a 20-second walk to the tram, and I can get anywhere in Prague I want to go really, really quickly. I can walk all over the place. You know, I walk to the center of the city all the time. So the lifestyle is very different. The cost of living is radically, radically less. You know, I was living in a hovel in Long Beach, you know, for maybe $1,500. And here I'm living in an 1,100 square foot, 2-floor apartment. If you could see my camera, you'd see that the window, the whole ceiling is basically a glass window looking out over the city. And, you know, I'm paying basically the same price, about $1,500 for this. So the lifestyle is just, it's a radical upgrade than what you're accustomed to in America. And, you know, we're talking about Los Angeles, but I also lived in South Louisiana for a long time in Baton Rouge. And I can tell you my cost of living in Prague, in a world capital in the center of Europe, is substantially less than it was in South Louisiana.
I got an interesting question. So selling the dream of this is awesome, and I get excited just listening to you talk about that, Jeff. And I've been to Prague, and it's a beautiful historic city. I want to know the other side of it. What did you have to give up? What do you miss? What should people really think about before they decide to uproot themselves and move halfway around the world?
I don't know that I'm a good person to ask that question. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I grew up traveling the world with my mom. She was in the airline industry. So ever since I can remember, I have been on airplanes and airports and cities around the world and hotels and all that kind of stuff. So being overseas is kind of second nature to me. It's who I am as a person. So I don't really see that I gave up anything. In fact, I gained so much more, honestly. I gained a better lifestyle. I gained greater ability to save for retirement, et cetera. The challenges are that, you know, the Czech language is really hard. There's a reason only 10 million people speak it. I mean, it's just a really hard language. And I haven't done a good job of learning it very well. I mean, I can kind of quasi get by with certain phrases, but not very well. That said, I mean, English is pretty common here. But when you go into things like a supermarket and the checkout ladies don't understand English and they're asking you a simple question like, do you need a bag? And you look like a moron when you're saying, what are you saying? I don't understand. You know, it's things like that. It's going into the healthcare system. And even though all the doctors and nurses and whatnot speak English, the receptionist staff doesn't always speak English. So there's some lost in translation challenges dealing with parts of the service industry, service economy that you're accustomed to dealing with back in the States very easily. It's very challenging in, you know, when you're outside of the tourist sector. But that said, I don't think anything else has been a challenge for me. It's just an excitement every day to be able to get up and walk around this city and, you know, see a city that as it existed over the last 1,000 years, because it was one of the major cities in Europe that was never bombed. So, you know, it's just a beautiful place to be, and I don't find a whole lot of challenges.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to it. We only got a few minutes left.
Yep.
Let's go with the top 10 on the list. Number 10, what do we have for our top 10 list for best places to retire for the retirement index?
Yeah, so number 10 is Uruguay down in South America, which I have to say, if I didn't live in Prague, I would live in Uruguay or Portugal, which is also on the list. We'll get to it in a minute. Uruguay is just a beautiful, beautiful place. Southern Uruguay along the coast, Punta del Este. It's like Southern California circa 1950s. It's just a beautiful place to be.
Number nine?
Number nine is Spain. Also a wonderful, wonderful place. The only thing you have to worry about there is, you know, it's got high taxes and whatnot. So if you have a tax issue, you know, don't worry. Don't look to Spain. But other than that, Spain is a wonderful, wonderful place.
All right. Number eight.
Number eight is Malta, and I was in Malta a couple months ago for the first time. It's a beautiful place. It's sort of like somebody took the best of Southern Europe and the best of the Middle East and North Africa and Turkey and Greece and jammed it all together into Malta. The only downside for me from Malta is that it is exceedingly hot, and I grew up in South Louisiana, and I'm not the biggest fan of exceedingly hot, but it's a wonderful place to be.
Dave Popovich's best pick, I would say, for the next spot in the lineup. What's the next one? We got France, I think.
Yeah, France is number seven. People tend to think of France as an expensive place. And if you're going to live in Paris, yeah, it's an expensive place. Right. But when you get outside of Paris, France is actually a very affordable place. You know, there's some tax issues if you want to live overseas and earn. But if you're a retiree, it's not a problem at all. And so France is a great place to think about moving, you know, if you're not going to move into Paris.
Let's jump right to number one. But I want you to add, Jeff, why it's number one, because there's a whole bunch of criteria.
Thank you.
That you guys consider when you're picking this. So what's number one, and why did it make the top of the list?
Yeah, so number one is Panama. You know, it made the list because it's an affordable place to live. Like a couple can live down there on basically $2,000 a month. It's got high quality health care. English is, you know, spoken everywhere. It's got high development ratio. You know, you're not going to feel like you're in a backward country somewhere. You know, the residency visa requirements are easy. You're going to fit in really well. It's got a relatively low cost of living. It's not the cheapest on the list, but it's relatively low. And so, it's just a really great place. And it's convenient to the U.S. I know there's a lot of people who want quick access back home because they want to go, you know, visit kids or family or whatever it is, friends. And so, you know, Panama really makes the list for that reason, because it's just so convenient and so affordable and a nice place to live. And you've got the ocean on both sides of the country.
Yeah, yeah, we did have to jump right to number one because of time, Jeff. But if people want to actually go in and find out all the information, because it's more than just a list.
Oh, yeah.
There's detail. Like this book is pretty thick.
Yep.
Where can they go to get this information of all the great work you guys are doing?
Internationalliving.com, you know, you can find all that stuff there. You know, we've been doing this for, you know, 20-something years, so we are experts at this, without a doubt.
Fantastic.
Jeff, I want to thank you very much for joining us today all the way from Prague. We appreciate it. Enjoy your time there. We look forward to catching up wherever your next destination is going to be.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I've been joined by Jeff Opdyke, author with International Living. Let's talk about lifestyle living, and that might include international for a lot of people.
Yeah,
if that's in the plan, if that's part of the dream, then let's figure out how to do that.
Yeah, and how do you make that become a reality? We're going to show you how you bulletproof your retirement so you can enjoy your lifestyle on Tuesday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. Give us a call at 966-8400 or go online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, stick around after the break. How can the FBI affect your retirement? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.